I think it was Sandy Patty about 20 years ago who sang Psalm 8, and sometimes we sing a part of that in church. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And so a lot of praises to God in that psalm. Max Lucado used a phrase that you and I live in a God-saturated world when thinking about God's omnipresence. That's a theological word, that God is everywhere. And it's kind of like the fog out there this morning. You go outside, the fog is, saturates everything. And God is more prevalent, more everywhere than the weather is everywhere. And so that's the way the Lord is. Our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And God's presence is seen throughout the earth. It's repeated a couple times in the Bible, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Psalms again. Here's some of them. The whole earth is filled with God's glory. You and I can know that. Don't I fill heaven and earth? God says to Jeremiah when Jeremiah is troubled in his soul. And then David prays. He wants to be aware of God's friendship, companionship, presence wherever he goes. So he says, set me, Lord, in your presence forever. A good prayer. And then may the whole earth be filled with his glory. You probably have some favorite spots in the outdoors where you see God's glory. Sometimes maybe it's among people. That's great. Just in this area, just to mention a few that we've visited a number of times, Blackwater Falls, West Virginia. Yeah, it's, a three-hour drive or maybe give or take an hour. But you got a nice waterfall from the Lord's creation. Then you got this big gorge, miles and miles. We'll have a scenic view of the hills of West Virginia, which is quite amazing. Then go up north a little bit. Supposedly top 10 sunsets in the world are at Lake Erie, Presque Isle. Just go on the side, sunsets in the west side. And then the sun goes down. It's pretty amazing, one of the Great Lakes. And something a little more of a historical nature, which was blocks from where I grew up. I didn't realize I was that way. My dad grew up about two blocks from there, too. My mom, on the other side of town, four blocks. But it was a Native American burial mound in a little town, McKees Rocks, where right by the river you go up a little further, and there's a mound probably as big as this ceiling, and goes for about 200 yards. And as little children, it was a place to... We didn't know it was a place to run around, and we look for what do you call the things at the end of an arrow? Arrowheads. You can tell I need to brush up on the outdoor there, but it's a historic place, and you think, I wonder how many families gathered on this site, how many tears were shed, how much thanks was given, and that's all. How majestic is God's name in all the earth, especially with people. That's the highest of what God made. Quite a thing. So God is getting a lot of praise here. Abraham Kuyper, who was in government, said that over in Europe. He said, Jesus says about every square inch of the universe, this belongs to me. That's a great quote. So wherever you're at, Isaac Watts, who wrote the song, Joy to the World, the Christmas song, he says, and everywhere that man can be, you, Lord, are present there. We sang that a couple weeks ago. So you're walking with God where you're at. And it's an amazing truth. So you go to Giant Eagle. Okay, spaghetti jar down on aisle 7. Okay, big mess. I don't know if they still do that, problem on aisle 7, cleanup needed, and fear not, the Lord's there. Help the jar breaker, help the cleaner upper, okay, wherever you go. And the Lord, majestic is his name in all the earth, from the heavens to the little ones, infants, children, babies, toddlers. The Lord ordains praise. I like that word, ordain. It means He's setting something up. And so here's, to ordain, to set, to settle, to establish, to fix firmly. Okay, the fix is in. God will be praised. Okay, from what he made to who he made, the fix is in. That's a good thing. He set it up that way. Who causes the most volume? Is that the right word I'm looking for? I need the music people to help me. Yeah, volume. Volume 10. Who causes volume 10 in the universe all the time? Who is it, you know? Is it the roar of the lion? Is it people? Is it just traffic? What is it? What is it? Is it antimatter in space? Yeah, I guess it doesn't make any noise. It's praises to God. The loudest in the universe all the time. Okay, everything he made praises his name. The angels, they praise his name. Quite a choir there. The people on earth, they praise his name. 2 billion strong. Okay, singing to the Lord or saying, oh, thank you, God, for this day. People in heaven, praising God. So we join the praises of God. A lot of volume. Saying, oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Your praise is above the heavens. And in the Bible, Jesus quoted this psalm in the time of what we know as Palm Sunday, around there, perhaps the day after, when he had to knock out the money changers in the temple, and then children were getting a little ruckus. They were shouting, Hosanna, son of David, and religious leaders said, you know, tell those young ones to be quiet already. A church service over here, you know, or a temple service, or temple, it's a holy place. And Jesus says, didn't you read your Bible that from the lips of young ones you have ordained praise? And then it says in that passage, to silence the foe and the avenger. Okay, so if you're against God, what you're going to do, you're not going to praise him. You know, I can't think of anything to praise him about. I'm against him at this point. I can't see him. I can't trust him. Maybe I'm hurting. But to silence the foe and the avenger, at that time it was the religious leaders that Jesus had to silence. So we know there's times when we won't worship God. He goes unworshipped. That's a loss in our life. When we don't say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I give you honor. I liked it last Sunday night. It was about 10:30. The Doug Peterson of coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, you know. Your team just won. You're the greatest football team in the universe, you know. Get up here and say a few words, you know. So he said, first thing he says, I don't know if you were there. 11 million people watching, 111 million watching the dumb thing. But anyway, he says, first of all, I want to praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all glory goes to him. Oh, that's pretty good. I was thinking, he had a chance to say something about life. And he said something about the Lord. He was just very thankful, you know. And he's a very straightforward, down-to-earth man, doing his job just like you and I do ours on a regular basis. But it was to praise God. How majestic, Lord, is your name in all the earth, even at the Super Bowl, you know. Don't hesitate to praise God. Give thanks, surrender, bow down to him. In the West, we have a curiosity about God. We say, now, well, how can I understand God? What can I know about him? We tend to bring our mind to God and a little bit slow to bow the knee and give the heart. Okay. We'll study God a lot. I hate that it's embarrassing to say. I've studied God a lot this week, but I've worshiped him a little bit. Okay, how about you? It is a difference, you know, to study, but to worship is different. So worship is when surrender. And they say all good study begins and ends in worship. You know, you say, as much as I know about the Lord, unschooled ordinary men in the book of Acts praise God really, really good. Okay, so keep studying the Lord, keep studying His Word, but please, please, please worship. Worship Him. Because that's a little bit more serious. You know, I had the chance to know some guys in seminary. They knew everything about everything possible, church history, Greek, Hebrew, et cetera, et cetera. They really didn't have a bowing or surrender their life to God. You could do that. Praise God, how majestic is His name in all the earth. His glory is above the heavens. He still pays attention to us. Who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the rivers that run to the seas? Who put the stars in that starry sky? Somebody better, bigger than you or I. That's an old song. And years ago, NASA, I get NASA and Nassau mixed up. I'd rather go to Nassau than NASA. But NASA, that's good. We have one of our brother, Janice Lazaro's brother works for NASA. So they shoot things up in the air, you know. And years ago, NASA sent Voyager 2 all the way to Neptune. How many thought about Neptune lately? It's like I thought of it in eighth grade and now, and that's it. But Neptune, I don't know if you realize this, Neptune is way out there in Pluto. So here's Neptune and here's Pluto. Every 160 years or so, they go like this in their orbit. Whoops. And Pluto is closer to us than the Neptune. What do you think? Yes, that's out there somewhere too. You know, that is for sure. So you send what they did at NASA, they sent a message to Voyager 2 all the way to Neptune. And the message took, because it's so far away, 4 hours to get there. And they think, oh, we hope it got there, you know. But they're not going to know if it got there till 4 more hours. The little computer on the Voyager 2 said, you know, yeah, we're out here, or whatever computers say. And there you go. You know, you thought your cell phone was slow, you know. That's slow. But God, you know, His glory and honor is so much bigger than the vastness of space. And when we talk to God, you know, we don't have to wait 8 hours to know. I don't want to know if He heard me or not, you know. His heart's toward us. And so, how majestic is His name above the heavens, and yet the Lord is mindful of you. Mindful, it says. God's mind is on you. He won't forget about you. Did you ever talk to a friend or a loved one and said, well, I was thinking about you all day today. You know, I just couldn't get you off my mind. And that's the way the Lord thinks of you. He can't stop thinking about you. You know, well, thank you, Lord. You know, you're looking after me. You're inviting me into a relationship with yourself. You're inviting me to spend eternity with you. And David realized that in Psalm 139. He says, how precious it is, Lord, to realize you are thinking about me constantly. And I can't even count how many times, Lord, your thoughts turn toward me. And so we say, oh, God's watching out for us. He really is. And to put our lives in His hand, to put our eternity in His hand, Lord, we trust you, what you did. Your goodness, not in what we're going to do, not in our religiosity or competency. For many religion sense, it's almost like gives you the creeps to think about it. Here's a competent religious person, you know. You run the other way if you ever meet one of those creatures. But why is it that people don't worship the Lord? An old time pastor said, sometimes it's, what fault do we find in Jesus that we don't worship him? Thank you, choir, for, you know, Give Me Jesus song. Was it because Jesus embraced children when nobody else would? Is that why we don't praise him or we reject him? Is it because he healed a person born blind? There's no fault in that, just praise. Is it because he cried with Mary and Martha when their brother died? You know, that's wasn't that. Was it because Jesus prayed at the cross when he's dying, Lord, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing? We have no reason in God to not worship him. We have to confess, well, it's just we think too much of self, too much of man, not so much of God. And Psalm lets us know he's powerful, he's perfect, he's praiseworthy, and he gives us dignity. He makes us in his image. And some reasons to know his majesty everywhere you go. And we'll talk briefly about the dark places that it's hard to see his majesty. But give thanks and praise to God because he created you. Wow, without our aid, he did us make. He created us for life with himself. And he redeems us back to himself. He says, not only do I create you, I want you to be with me all the time. I'll take away any sin between you and I through my son. And then he delivers us on a regular basis from ourselves, from troubles around us. Count how many times God rescued you. Just count how many days you've lived. And that's pretty much the number. He puts you right with himself. He justifies you. He makes change in your character, which we do need. You know, he's still working on each one of us. So be patient with yourself. Be patient with others. He sanctifies us. He glorifies us. Takes us to heaven. All good gifts come from him. Any good thing you've ever experienced. He loves you. Everybody will think about love one way or another this week. What, the 14th? Got to find out what day of the week that is. Real fast for my dear lovely wife. And people think of love, you know, but God, he is love. He created the opportunity to love friend to friend. Husband and wife, and on it goes, parent to child. He guards you, he protects you, he gives you his strength. He's full of grace and truth for you. You'll be praising God throughout all eternity. That's how good he is. So how majestic is his name in all the earth. And then God's majesty in all the earth when it's hard to see him. Let's call them the dark places. Places of shadow, a first place you feel forsaken, or you just feel like a poor, miserable person, unloved, abandoned by the Lord. It's not true, but it feels that way because of pain or trouble or darkness or doubt. Here's some places you might find that hard to know God's presence. The doctor's office, waiting. What's he going to say? What's the test results? The dentist chair, maybe even more so. Apologies to all dentist people. Emergency rooms, chaos. What will occur then? The funeral home, sometimes. Lord, you pray for your family. You know, Lord, I'm not ready for the funeral home about my loved ones. There's an awkwardness because this, you know, the life is gone. We were used to it being here. There was awkwardness when Jesus came to visit Mary and Martha, and they said, if you were here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. How'd you like somebody to say that, you know, when you walk into the funeral home? You know, if you'd have came to help my loved one, they probably wouldn't have died. What are you going to say? Jesus, you know, showed compassion to them. Sometimes at school, it's hard to know the presence of God. That was a hard one for me growing up. Home life, sadly for some. It's like, I don't want to go home. Why should I go home? It's just trouble and yelling and violence. I'm leaving as soon as I can. You know, 14, 15. How many young people do that? Divorce court. God, are you going to be majestic? Are you going to be at divorce court? I won't have a lot of friends there. I hope you're there, Lord. My life is falling apart, and you have to put it back together. Here's a rough one. Ready? Sunday morning in church. Ah! I felt close to the Lord all week, except when I went to church. Oh, it can happen, you know. Some of you say, amen, you got that right. The Lord wants us to be close to Him. And He's as much here in church as He is out there at the Blackwater Falls beautiful area. So it's good. He loves us like that. Prison cell. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said he met God in his prison cell in the gulag. And he said, blessed prison. But God is bigger than the pain. Or how about death? The death of a loved one. Your death and my death when it comes, if the Lord doesn't come first. And so we'll take our last day of oxygen. And we'll take our last breath. And when we say, be able to be conscious in some manner, God is bigger than my life here that was, you know, 80 years, 90 years, whatever it was. He was big and He was good. And I'm going to be with Him by the grace of God. We say, in all the earth, Lord, your name is majestic. And so we give Him praise. Hey, give your life to Him. He delights in you. And He crowns the humble with salvation. So we'll pray together and just say, oh, Lord, help us give you praise you deserve all the time. And also certainly when your people gather. Let's pray together. Lord, we just pray the prayer of that simple psalm. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And how majestic is your name in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.